The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Nathan Hochman is running for Attorney General in the state of California, and he is joining us now to talk about the competition there. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. Appreciate it.
First question people ask is, Nathan, can you win? You've got a R next to your name in a very Democrat state, but you've got an answer to that, don't you?
Absolutely. And it is the question. And let me tell you why there is a pathway to victory for a Republican, this Republican, Nathan Hochman, in November 2022. Two things had to happen in 2022 that if they happened, not only was I going to run in this race, but I was going to win it. And they're very unique and they haven't happened for 20 years. The first is that the conditions on the ground for safety and security have to be bad enough, sadly for California, advantageously for my campaign, so that not only Republicans look around and they question their safety and security. They're afraid, they're fed up, they're angry about what's going on in their communities involving violent crime and street crime, homelessness at an all-time high. They basically, you know, they look at fentanyl poisoning, killing more people this year in California than COVID. And they ask themselves, do I feel more safe and secure right now than I have in the past? And the answer, not just for Republicans, but for Democrats and independents, has been a resounding no. I don't feel more safe today than I have in the past. And that's the wake-up call. That's the crossover issue that can bring Democrats and independents to back a Republican who actually then is, and this is the second part of the equation, who am I running against? Am I running against a highly qualified Democrat who's been doing law and order for 30 years? Absolutely not. I have 30 years of criminal justice experience as a federal prosecutor, a U.S. assistant attorney general, and a defense attorney. And my opponent, Rob Bonta, the guy who got appointed by Gavin Newsom, never elected to the position, he had 0 years of law enforcement before he took the office. I'll repeat that. 0 years of law enforcement our current attorney general, who's our chief law enforcement officer, has before he took the job versus my 30 years. And almost as importantly, he thinks that George Gascon in L.A. and the DA in San Francisco, Chase Boudin, are doing a bang-up job. Because he's adopted for the state what they've done in L.A. and San Francisco, and bring in the most pro-criminal far-left agenda in literally California history. So when you marry the conditions, the dire conditions on the ground with the weakest opponent that Democrats have fielded in a generation, that is your pathway for a Republican like myself, qualified and pragmatic, right, to win in November.
Well, and there's partial thing to back it up, because you mentioned the then, you know, DA up in San Francisco, booted out by voters like 63% to something. Now, in L.A., it's been a tougher haul so far with getting the initiative, even, you know, getting the recall on the ballot. But apparently some people are aware that things are not so great when it comes to law enforcement. So lay out what the state's attorney general does and what this one isn't doing.
Absolutely. And let me just briefly comment on those two recalls that you talked about. The one in San Francisco against Chase Boudin was successful, 55-45. And what's fascinating about that is that it was the most progressive city with the most progressive prosecutor, and 7/8 of the voters who voted to recall him were Democrats and independents. And here in Los Angeles, even though the recall has not been successful to get it on the ballot yet, George Gascon set three records that show the groundswell of discontent among Democrats and independents. And it's this. First, there's over 520,000 validated signed petitions, and before this, we had had zero against the sitting DA. There are 37 cities that voted and passed no confidence motions in George Gascon. Before this, we had had zero against the sitting DA, And 97.8% of George Gascon's over 800 deputy district attorneys voted to support his recall. Again, an unprecedented number. So when I talk about a groundswell of discontent in 2022, we have two unprecedented recalls, one successful, one in process, that show in two of our largest cities in California that people are ready for a change. Now, as far as the issue on how we're going to do it, Larry, can you focus back on that question? I'll answer that one as well.
Yeah. So the first part was about the DA, but then what is it that Bonta isn't doing as an elected official that makes him vulnerable?
Sure. So Bonta is the opposite of what I'm about to tell you is my platform. So my platform is that you need to, if you want to solve criminal problems that I've laid out, violent and street crime, homelessness, fentanyl poisoning, and the like, you need to partner with the police rather than just spend all your time vilifying them, making them the enemy. Bonta has spent the majority of his time trying to make the police the enemy of the people rather than his partner. The second is, if you actually want a better trained, hired, and supervised police force, guess what? You actually got to pay for it and fund it. Bonta has been leading the charge, whether it's defunding the police or stripping the police of their resources. He's on that side of the ledger, not myself. And third, and this is incredibly important, all crimes need to have proportionate consequences. Bonta had led the effort when he was a state assemblyman to bring no cash bail. And what that translates into is that someone who's committed a violent or serious offense gets arrested in the morning and they're released by the afternoon. We've seen that time and time again in cities across California. And Bonta is the architect of that entire strategy. He believes that violent and serious offenders need not be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law on the front end and then be released before they've served their entire sentences on the back end. I couldn't disagree more.
So what is the theory by doing that? Is it something to do with, well, not everybody has the resources and only the wealthy get out of jail? I mean, there's some argument they make, right?
That is the argument they make. They make the argument that we, in the past, engaged in blanket policies to try and put everyone, and disproportionately communities of color, in prison well beyond what would be actually helpful to society. That's one end of the pendulum swing, and I reject blanket policies on both ends of the pendulum swing, because now we're on the other end, which is don't put people in jail at all. What I believe in is something called the hard middle. And the reason it's hard, and you have to have had the experience like I've had to make these decisions, is that you need to look at, make an individualized analysis of each defendant, the crime they've committed, and the impact on the victim to determine who are the true threats to public safety and need to be behind bars, and who are the nonviolent first-time offenders who can serve their debt to society doing, for instance, community service. With Bonta completely lacking law enforcement experience, he can't calibrate where that balance is. And the reason over 20 district attorneys across California have endorsed my campaign over Bonta's is that they've had a chance to work with him, and they've rejected his pro-criminal philosophy.
Nathan Hochman with us. He's running for attorney general in the state of California. All right, we've seen these terrible news stories of these smash and grabs, people walking in, taking 900 something here, go to the next place, taking 900. That's kind of written into the law. Voters have approved this stuff. How can you walk in and change it? Because somehow or another, the voters got duped.
The voters did get duped. Proposition 47, which passed in 2014, that changed misdemeanors into property crimes all the way up to $950, was billed as the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. Well, who wouldn't want a safe neighborhood and school? If that's what you think you were voting for, what you're voting for is basically the Unsafe Neighborhoods Act. And where that really came to roost is when prosecutors like George Gascon said, look, I'm not even going to prosecute misdemeanor property crimes, which is a license to steal just under $950. Here's what I can do, and this is absolutely crucial as the attorney general. I will be the chief law enforcement officer of the state. It means I can come into any one of the 58 counties, Los Angeles included, and go ahead and replace George Gascon on any case where he is not doing his job, and I have vowed to do exactly that. I even told that to Sheriff Villanueva, who endorsed me, his only Republican endorsement, because he's a Democrat, when he endorsed me in this race. And voters need to know that even if the Gascon recall does not prove successful, I am Los Angeles' last best hope. Because if I get elected on November 8th, I will actually go ahead and rein in King George. King George Gascon, who thinks he can rule with absolute sovereignty, I can rein him in from the Attorney General's position. So if you voted or signed that petition for a recall of Gascon, if you think that you don't like Los Angeles County, where basically safety and security is running amok, where the focus is on defendants rather than victims, then voting for Nathan Hochman on November 8th for Attorney General is Los Angeles' best hope to rein in George Gascon.
All right, what do you need to win? Dollars? Votes? Both? What?
Well, ultimately, votes. And the way to get votes in California is both by my getting out there, my networking with people, my asking people to use their networks to get out, and then raising money. You know, we're raising a tremendous amount of money. Well, it's an unprecedented amount for a Republican challenger in this state. And by the way, I'm running as a Republican who's a sensible, pragmatic, common sense Republican. I'm going to enforce the laws on the books. I'm not a legislator. So I'm about as acceptable to Democrats and independents as a Republican can be, because I intend to do my job, and my job is justice in this state. And I, again, operate from the hard middle, which is where a true prosecutor always operates from. So people can give up to $8,100 in this race. They can go to my website at www.NathanHochman, which is NathanHochman.com. And I welcome everyone's support, because it's only by building an army of support that I can defeat an entrenched Democrat.
Nathan, were you telescoping that maybe on social issues, Democrats don't have to fear that you're going to jump in and try to legislate?
100%. Let's just take a hot-button issue, which is abortion. I have come out pro-choice. But whether I was pro-choice or pro-life, I'm going to enforce the laws on the books of the state of California, and those laws are very protective of women's reproductive rights. Again, if I wanted to be a legislator, a state assemblyman, a state senator, or the governor, and I wanted to change the law, I would run for those positions.
All right, out of time. Nathan Hochman, running for state attorney general. Appreciate you being on the program today. Thank you for sharing that. What's the website one final time?
www.NathanHochman.com.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it as well.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Up next, the Barack Lurie Show, hosted by attorney Barack Lurie. The very popular Barack Lurie Show is filled with stimulating conversation and a fresh point of view on politics, religion, and the law. Next on AM 870, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.